This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Even beyond everybody trying to figure out what the new thing is, what the next billion-dollar idea is going to be, there's a topic of conversation that's getting a lot of attention in Silicon Valley and in the tech world writ large, for that matter. Women. Why there aren't more of them in technology companies and running technology companies, for that matter, and how to change that. Marketplace's Queenie Kim has more.
Welcome, dinner number 53.
Welcome to the Geek Girl Dinner. It's waiting list only and one of the dozens of women-centered tech events that are popping up all over Silicon Valley.
What else? Yeah, if any of you work in a company that you think needs more women, which should be almost all of you.
Tonight's dinner is being hosted by Mozilla, the company that makes Firefox the web browser, and it's treating the Geek Girls to an open bar and sushi. Allison Voss was there, hanging out with her friend Sarah LaFacet. Voss is an engineer, and LaFacet an engineer in training. I asked them why they think there aren't more women on tech boards. Voss says in Silicon Valley, getting ahead depends on your network.
Every job I've ever had was through someone I had either worked with before or was friends with. Every single one.
And with men starting up about 97% of the tech companies in Silicon Valley, that means they dominate at networking. And that makes it tough for women to advance. LaFacet says that's not surprising. She says when you start any business, you want to do it with people you know.
Because you're going to see them more than you see your family.
And what that ends up meaning is, do I get along with this person? Do we want to go snowboarding together? And nobody you know is a woman, you know. Those jobs just don't come to women, generally speaking.
Women in tech like Voss and LaFacet will tell you that they just need to work their way up. At least, that's when the microphone's on. But when the mic's off, they tell a different story.
Have you been to the fraternities at the universities? They're behaving as if still in the frat clubs.
That's Vivek Wadha, and as you might have guessed, he's not a woman. He's an entrepreneur and a scholar, and for the last 5 years, he's been researching a book on the subject of women in tech.
I've been interviewing hundreds and hundreds of women. They are afraid that they'll be ostracized, that they'll be labeled as feminists if they speak up.
He says there's a public narrative that says women are shut out of boardrooms and C-suite jobs because the pipeline to those positions are overwhelmingly male. But there's also a private narrative in Silicon Valley, and that's of startups that celebrate frat-like behavior and turn a blind eye to sexual discrimination. And he says women generally keep those stories to themselves.
They don't even tell you about how they go to conferences and they're groped. It's not everyone who's bad here, by the way. You know, there are a lot of men who have daughters or boys who had, you know, strong, supportive mothers and sisters tend to be a lot more open-minded about women. Many others feel intimidated.
I would venture every woman at one point in her professional career has seen something that was discriminatory to, you know, not being invited to the golf game or the ski trip.
Fran Myers is a serial entrepreneur. She co-founded the dating site Match.com, and she founded and chairs the board of Trustee, a venture-backed firm that manages privacy. Myers says she agrees women in Silicon Valley could speak up more. But then they risk falling into the angry woman category.
Nobody likes an angry woman. On the other hand, I don't think I'm angry. I think I'm pointing out what some of these issues are. But some guys might hear me and think I'm an angry woman. And who wants an angry woman on their board?
Myers says it's not just tech. All across America, the number of women on the boards of publicly traded companies has stayed stagnant for 8 years now. Countries like Norway, Germany, and France have tried to change the corporate culture by initiating quotas. And Meyer says we might consider similar measures too. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.